Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Lab Trap. CAU. If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? Hit a client of Tracing University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit a client of Tracing University.
Klein Attraction University, $250 million in revenue for coaches, consultants, and service providers all across the globe. And that number is growing as you listen to this. Want more clients, profit, freedom, and impact? Go to paidadplaybook.com.
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? Hit up Klein Attraction University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up Klein Attraction University.
Paidadplaybook.com. That's P-A-I-D, ad, playbook.com.
What's up, my friends? Dr. Mark Coy Russell, the King of Klein Attraction, and the CEO and co-founder of Klein Attraction University. And in this brand new episode of the School of Klein Attraction, I want to reveal to you four commonly overlooked forms of equity that's in your coaching business that you're probably overlooking. So let's go ahead and get right into them. So the first one. So now, first of all, understand this. Wealth, power, and control is in systems, not labor. Most people think if they put more labor in, they're going to be able to build more wealth, more power, and actually create more control. And it's not about labor. It's about the systems, okay? Which leads me into talking about equity. So number one, the first form of equity, that, and most people who have coaching business or online business, they're not thinking about equity at all. They're just thinking about making sales and a little bit of marketing and so forth, right? But you want to think about equity from a standpoint of if you decide to actually sell your business at some point, or you decide to start acquiring other businesses, equity is very, very important, whether you're taking equity in other companies or if you're giving equity in your company based on the value of the company. So let's dive in. So number one, I mean, we dive heavy into this with our Seven Figure Society members, but I think this is very, very important to talk about in this particular episode. So number one, the first form of equity in your business is your email list. Are you building an email list? If you're not building an email list, you're missing out on huge equity and value of business. No matter how big your Instagram following is, no matter how big your YouTube channel is, your Facebook channel, any of that type of stuff, no matter how big any of those platforms are, you don't own any of them. They have value, but they have little value, especially as it relates to having an email list. So the email list, building that email list, cultivating that email list, the open rates, the responsiveness of that email list is very, very valuable. So you want to be building that email list and then building a relationship with that email list. So that's number one. Number two is recurring and renewable income. So how much of your revenue every month or every year is totally based on recurring revenue that's coming into your business. Renewable income, how much of that is actually coming from like people renewing to go join your program again or go into your back-end programs and things of that nature. So you want to think about those specific things. If you think about like SaaS, like software as a service companies, they are driven mostly based on recurring revenue, whether that's MRR, monthly recurring revenue, or ARR, annual recurring revenue. So you want to think, okay, well, how much recurring revenue, how much money are you going to have coming in this month based on last month or the last 90 days of sales you made previously, but some of that revenue is going to come in this month. So thinking about that. Number three is your marketing assets. What are the marketing assets that you are creating? So for example, if you got a podcast, that's a marketing asset. So if you could do webinars, that webinar, if it's an automated webinar, that's the marketing asset. If it's a presentation and you're doing the webinar live every week, that's a marketing asset. That presentation, the slides, is a marketing asset. Your Facebook ad campaigns, your Facebook copy, the creatives that you're using for your Facebook ads, your follow-up email sequences, all of these things are marketing assets. So you want to think about, okay, what marketing assets am I creating every day that's going to continue to sustain, right? So for example, we just built out our systems for our What the Black Coach event. And it took some time to do it, but after we actually got it all put together, that was a marketing asset that we was able to build. It was multiple different marketing assets that fit into this one asset. And speaking of the Wealthy Black Coach, if you haven't registered yet, go to wealthyblackcoach.com. That's wealthyblackcoach.com. Clownattraction.com, and that's our 5-day business sprint. If you give me 5 days, I'm gonna give you a personal blueprint to attract 5 clients every single week on complete autopilot, and I'm gonna cover your ticket. I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I'm gonna cover your ticket. All you gotta do is go RSVP and then commit to showing up. So go to wealthyblackcoach.com. Now, for the fourth form of equity that's in your coaching business, it's gonna be your systems. What are the systems that you have to in your business? What about your SOPs? Your marketing system, of course, is a system. Your sales system, of course, is a system. Your fulfillment system, your operational system. All these different things are systems. Your system is about how we shoot this podcast and how do we produce it and get it out. That is a system. All these things are very, very important. So you want to look at these four points of equity in your business and say, okay, how can I tighten these up and how can I also make them more valuable? Because when you make them more valuable, your business become more valuable. Most coaches think that they're the most valuable point of equity in their business. And you're actually the least most valuable point of equity in your business because you're not thinking about it from a point of equity standpoint. And like I always tell our 7-figure society clients who are looking to scale to like 10 million and beyond, if the more valuable they are to the company, the least valuable the company is. Thank you so much for checking out this episode. Have a phenomenal day because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple. They're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.